Spring is officially here, and I'm starting to notice the days feeling longer. For me, the increased daylight is a signal that it's time to break out the camping gear. I feel ready to hit the trail with each uptick in sunshine hours. Birds, too, are noticing the difference. Throughout the year, most birds use day length to tell what season it is. When the daylight extends, the change triggers physiological transformations. It's how they know it's time to breed and nest. About 220 bird species choose our listening area's home. When winter winds down, lots of birds begin selecting their breeding territory. For some birds, like black vultures, this might be near forests. While others, like snowy egrets, it could be near our coastal wetlands. These spaces really vary in type and in size, but there's a bird that fits in nearly every niche. Courtship starts as soon as spring ramps up, like it's doing now. In most species, females choose their mates based on overall quality and vigor. Males advertise to females in a few different ways. Some have bright breeding plumage, like mallard ducks. Some use courtship displays, like the elaborate dancing of the great blue heron. Others bring food to females, build amazing nests, or use exceptional singing, drumming, or calling. Social pair bonds tie the males and females of most avian species together. They co-preen, meaning they groom each other's faces since they can't reach their own faces to keep them clean. Scientists think monogamy is the most common mating system for birds, but some birds are promiscuous. The house wren, for instance, is polygynous, meaning the male breeds with multiple females, while others, like the spotted sandpiper, is polyandrous, meaning a female mates with many males. No matter how the couples work it out, nesting season usually occurs when food is most abundant in a bird's particular habitat. Their nests, which can be found anywhere from the ground to the top of man-made structures, provide a safe place for eggs and young birds to develop. The size, shape, color, and texture of a bird's eggs are all different among our native species. They're anywhere from plain white to pink to blue to speckled, to quarter-sized to, if you can believe it, baseball-sized. Of course, all birds sit on their eggs to maintain proper temperatures and ensure normal development, but incubation time varies wildly. Generally, the larger the bird, the longer the incubation period. Bald eagle eggs, for example, need almost precisely 35 days to hatch, whereas ruby-throated hummingbird eggs need less than half that. Hummingbirds, and most other songbirds in our area, are born altricial. They are helpless with no feathers and no eyesight. Meanwhile, lucky ducks like buffleheads are born precocial. They hatch with feathers and can move around on their own from the get-go. With spring in full swing now, lots of our local bird species will be going through this process. Next month, you're likely to see bird parents working tirelessly to keep up with the food demands of their nestlings. This is an incredibly important time, and though our instincts may be to investigate for a closer look, it's crucial that we all keep a respectable distance when nesting is involved. Getting too close can cause parents to leave the nest, which could risk the babies getting too cold or could allow predators to enter. At Irvine, we recommend that visitors especially avoid nests early in morning, at dusk, and during bad weather. On purpose, we don't disclose where nests are so that we can minimize disturbances. There are even laws in place to keep the best of well-wishers away from nests. So as spring flourishes and fledglings grow, keep your eyes peeled but stand clear. You can learn more about our native birds and their amazing nesting habitats by visiting explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WYPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Patternott.